Please have a seat. Welcome all to the Debian Dev Room, the last talk of this this year's FOSDEM. Well, the most asked question about Debian is, of course, when will we release? Well, we've flown in the release manager of Debian, Luc Klaas, and he is going to tell us a bit about Lenny. Luc.
Yeah. Well, flown is not really the word because I drove here by car. It's only 1 hour. I'll talk a bit about the next release. It's named Lenny. I first talk a bit about the new release team for Lenny. So I'm one of the release managers, and Andy Bart is the other one. I don't know if he's here. Over there. Hidden to the right of me. So, and then we have like many release assistants now because some of them joined recently. And some of them are certainly here, like Mike. And we, of course, still have our release wizard, Steve Langacek, who is currently mostly busy with Ubuntu, but okay. but we can still rely on him for if we have questions or if there are major BinNMU things, stuff like that. So, one of the things, well, we have two things actually for release to manage, well, technically, namely release critical bugs. There are at the moment like 500 release critical bugs in testing. Testing is the staging area for the new release. Yeah, just drop in if you have a question. So, five RC bugs in testing. We have more in unstable, but of course, they are not really critical for the next release. There are two things we can do about them. Well, we can fix them and make sure they migrate. Control shift. What does it do? Plus. Another time? So, it's better now? So we can do two things, namely fix them and make sure they migrate to testing. Or we can remove the package from testing. Of course, if we remove the patch from testing, the release critical bug is not anymore in testing. This is really a cry for help to fix these bugs. Otherwise, we will be forced to remove a lot of packages from testing. Next to these release critical bugs, we have at the moment about 1,000 release goal bugs. Many of them are for GCC 4.3, which I'll be talking about later. And there is one important difference in this number. These release goal bugs are for all suites, so also for unstable. So it's a bit less for testing. The difference between a release critical bug and a release goal bug is a release critical bug is release critical. So if it doesn't get fixed, we won't release. And fixed is, of course, removal or an actual fix. For a release goal bug, we won't delay the release if the bug is not fixed, but we really want the bug to be fixed. So it's only a goal and not a blocker for the release. And they have the same support from the release team like RC Bugs, which means that there is a zero-day NMU, non-maintainer upload, for bugs that are at least 7 days old without any maintainer reaction. So, what are the release goals? We have the first one mentioned in the file is full IP version 6 support. There were yesterday like 32 bugs open. So if someone is interested in fixing these 32 bugs, that would be great. Another quite important one, well, for some of us, is the double compilation support, which means that if you build a package and you build it right after, so you actually build it twice after each other, well, it breaks. So there are 236 packages at the moment that break when you build them twice after each other. Mainly, this means that there is something wrong with clean target, so that some files are getting removed while there shouldn't be, or the reverse, they aren't removed. So they make the build fail. Another release goal is that we don't want to have a recommends relation inside main that isn't resolvable in main itself. So as policy says, every package in main should only depend and recommend on packages that are also in main. So we have a system that is totally free. So that's what this release goal is about. Then we had a rather easy release goal, drop dev make, and we made it happen already. So there are zero remaining bugs for that one. And then we want to have internationalization support for all DebConf using packages, which means that all packages that interact with the user during installation should be able to be translated in all languages by using DebConf. Currently, there are only 5 bugs left. It's a goal that is already a long time being pursued, and so there are only 5 bugs left. So let's try to make sure there are 0 bugs left for the release. Then another one that's already a long time candidate is full large file support. There are only 10 bugs left, so also that one should certainly be manageable for Lenny. And we have still some other ones. We want all Debian changelog and Debian control files to be UTF-8. There are only 12 bugs because, of course, if it's ASCII, it's already UTF-8. So there are only 12 ones left that use other encodings. So also this one should certainly be doable for Lenny. Then one of the famous ones, we want for a release goal to switch bin sh to dash. And there are currently 96 bugs open.
Actually, the goal is not to
Yes. Well, only make it possible to make it the default, yes.
Yeah, we won't make it default this time anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Sure. Yes, okay. So, but at least to make sure it's possible. Yes.
Is this categorization published somewhere?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, I mean, is released it somewhere in the BDS or?
No, it's, those are just topics we consider as release codes, and they are available from release.dbin.org.
/lenny/goals.txt.
At least they've been org and took mouse leaks away.
Yeah.
And basically, they are all tagged with all bugs and tag bugs for it, so it should be possible to find out.
And if you don't find them, please send us a mail and we'll make sure it's more visible. Which is probably not a bad idea either.
It's linked to the front page.
I make sure there's a wiki page.
No, we definitely don't want a wiki page.
An official page is better.
That is no wiki page, for good reasons.
We don't want people to, add or delete release goals.
Anyone can edit any wiki page he likes. The official pointers are on release.dbin.org. And there they are.
But anyway, we should make sure the bugs themselves are more visible through the release pages. At the moment, these categories are certainly visible, but not the actual bugs. So that's something we still have to fix. Another one is to make sure that we can use dependency-based init systems. So that's mostly about headers in the existing init scripts. And there are currently 90 bugs open for that one. So that should also be possible to accomplish. Another one is making pure parts clean archive. And this means that we want to make sure that when you install a package from Edge, so from the current stable, you upgrade to Lenny and you remove the package again, that you are in a clean state. So that there are no files left that shouldn't be left, and that nothing breaks when you do that. So this, of course, includes that the upgrade goes well, because if you upgrade and remove, the upgrade should already work well, or the remove probably won't work either. Currently, there are 73 bugs open, but these are the most obvious failures in that category. If we would file all... if we would file all these bugs, that would mean, way too many bugs. So we want to focus on these already filed bugs to make sure the most obvious problems are already solved. And then the one with most bugs filed currently is for supporting GCC 4.3, 445 bugs. These bugs are really easy to fix, so please, people, fix them. It's mostly just making sure to add a include directive in some files. So it should be really easy to to make sure that the 445 get fixed really soon. And then one of the recent added ones, support for Python 2.5. Currently, we are using Python 2.4. There are only 16 bugs left, so also that one should be fairly easy to accomplish. Just today, we decided to add another release goal, namely the transition from G77 to G-Fortran. So to make sure that we have a more reliable and more recent Fortran implementation, and that should be about like 20-25 bugs or something. The release schedule, probably the most interesting part for many people. Well, in a couple of weeks, early March, we will announce the very soft freeze. This means that we will urge all maintainers to not upload any stuff that isn't meant for the next release, Lenny. It also means that you really should be think about what still should be in the release and what isn't sanely meant to be included in the release. We will also freeze the list of release goals. So if you still think there should be some more release goals, please let us know as soon as possible. And we will start the BSP marathon, so bug squashing parties. Real life bug squashing parties mainly, but also online bug squashing parties. So to make sure that all the release critical bugs and most of the release goal bugs are fixed within time. Early April, we will then, well, hopefully early April, we will freeze the essential toolchain. So the essential toolchain, that's mostly the built essential packages. Then a bit later, mid of June, we want to freeze the non-essential toolchain. So that's like Dep Helper, CDBS, Quilt, Dpatch, packages that are needed for many packages to build, but not for all of them. And we also want to freeze all libraries. And then, of course, we want to have a full freeze about 1 month later, the mid of July. And then, hopefully, release Lenny in September. So how can you help to make sure we can release in September? Fix, of course, the release critical and release goal bugs. Yeah, as soon as possible, actually, because if you don't fix them, we certainly for the release critical bugs, we will be trying to remove the package from testing. And like I said before, only upload to unstable if it's supposed to be in the next release. If you're not sure it's already release worthy, please upload to experimental and find out if it's release worthy before you upload to unstable. Another thing that's quite interesting is to please refrain from uploading if testing migration will be worse if you upload. So if you see that your package actually is in a bad shape in testing, and the current version in unstable is release worthy, please let it migrate before you upload another version, because every upload can delay the migration. Also try to not upload packages if they are already entangled in another transition, a library transition, for instance. Also, an interesting thing is, if you want to help speed up the migration, it's important to use the correct upload urgency. So if you fix a release critical bug and it was a small fix, please don't upload it as normal, but rather as medium, or maybe even as rather upload it as medium. Also, for the security team, if you fix security bugs, mostly security fixes are rather small. They are important to our users, so please upload with urgency medium, so they only have to wait for 5 days and not 10 days. Because in the 5 more days, maybe another package is uploaded, which will delay the migration of your package. And probably the most important thing, if you upload packages, please test them before you do. Also, if you're not a maintainer, you can, of course, help the release. Namely, if you find bugs, please report the bugs, because we want to have a really high-quality release. So every bug that is not filed before the release, well, will be trouble after the release. So please, if you find bugs, report them. But try to make sure they are not already filed. So please don't file duplicates, but report bugs if you find. Another thing you always can do is send patches to bugs. Because if someone finds a release critical bug with a patch, it's more likely to be uploaded soon than if there is no patch at all. A thing that also everyone can do is participate in bug squashing parties. Also, if you don't have any previous knowledge whatsoever, because especially real-life bug squashing parties are there to make sure that new people can help to fix bugs. Of course, other things you can do as a non-maintainer are to test upgrades from current Edge to testing, or even help in preparing the release notes. So if you test upgrades, you probably will find issues. Some of them can be fixed before the release. Others are probably just not fixable or not in that time frame, and should be mentioned in the release notes. So if you do find such issues, please report them to the release notes package. Yes?
How do we know when bug squashing party occurs?
Every bug squashing party should be announced to the Debian Devil Announce mailing list. Debian Devil Announce is only like 15 posts a month, so should be manageable.
If someone wants to organize a bug squashing party, of course he's very welcome to do so. That depends on the organizer, of course.
Yeah, real-life bug squashing parties have from like 5 to 50 people attend. Online bug squashing parties, well, it really depends. I once organized one where I was kind of the only one. But there are also online bug squashing parties with hundreds of people, so it really depends. And of course, everyone helps because everyone is focused on fixing release critical bugs or at least release goal bugs. So, are there any more questions or remarks? Yes.
What about packages that were removed? For instance, if a maintainer was missing in action, and such package, would they enter? Are there any special process, except from issuing a RFS and waiting for someone to follow?
And so you mean?
Well, I have an example.
Yeah.
PHP group where it used to be maintained by someone who currently is missing in action. So the packet was removed by you and others. maybe there were also other problems.
There's far too many security problems in the PHP group.
Well,
you see what happens every time the release team, someone from the security team pops up and says, no security.
It's also a really big pain to update.
I know all the problems, we will discuss that, but let's say that there is no security issue which is not in the bug tracking system at the moment.
Normally, if you want to just reintroduce the package in the archive, so in Unstable, you just have to make sure that a Debian developer uploads it and that FTP masters accept a new version.
Yeah, but what's the deadline for?
Well, it all depends, because if the FTP masters don't accept it before the freeze, it won't be in landing. So
is it removed totally or just from landing?
Well, this one was removed from unstable and testing. So.
So I need a sponsor.
I doubt to get one for that package.
The problem is we have, in a specific case, we have eGroupware, which is somehow a bit replacing PHP groupware. And the other point is we have been, well, we have learned from Lenny, Sarge, that it's a wise idea to let the security team veto against packages. Because in some cases we release with packages with, I don't know, dozens of security holes, and we had to fix them every like 10 to 12 days. And after some time it gets quite tiring, and especially if a maintainer goes missing and or upstream is not interested in supporting old versions, which is, for example, the case for Mozilla, and well, it was a case for...
But you can't meet Vito Mozilla, unfortunately.
It's still the case for WordPress.
Yeah, for example, WordPress, which is not supported anymore in stable. So we agreed that the security team can decide that the package should not, in no case, enter a stable release, because the security team is responsible for giving security support for all packages. So I guess a package like PHP groupware, which would be reintroduced to the archive right now, will not get into Lenny, basically because the security team will say, okay, we don't know the maintainer, we don't know if he can help with security problems, and so we will not be able to do it ourselves, and the maintainer is not trustworthy, so please don't add it to Lenny.
But as for general, if you now it's not speaking about PHP groupware, but normal packages, then you have seen Luke said there will be a freeze for all the packages. So anything that can go to testing before that date, which means it needs to be uploaded 10 days prior to that date usually, if there are no bugs at all found, can go to testing. If uploaded later, not. Of course, with exception to programs that seem set up quite important or so, there we will start earlier if there were a good reason to add something later, yeah, might happen later, but the, as later, the more important this needs to be, of course, because at some day we want to say, well, it's released, which means totally 100% frozen, yeah, so how it's going to be.
But for some packages, I don't know if PHP groupware is in that case, but some packages, it might be interesting to not have them in the release itself, but to have them in backports.
Yeah, but PHP groupware is too broken for even that.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Will there be more backports? Like the backports, to my modest opinion, are not covering quite a lot of software.
Well, depends who is willing to maintain the
record. Yeah. Well, it depends basically. We have different, we have this volatile archive for packages which are both part of Debian and but which are fast moving, that's especially Glamav. We have an update of, we've had an update of CZ data, means updated time zone files, something like that. And then we have this backports.org, which is basically for general backport, but also in that case, like in other packages Debian, either somebody who is a Debian developer is going to maintain it, yeah, or nobody is going to maintain it. That's how it is in Debian.
Well, backports is not an official part of Debian, especially the release team is not responsible for backports. So feel free to ask the persons who are responsible. We're not here today, I believe. No one from
no one.
Backports
no.
team is here. But usually every developer should be able to upload and maintain the packages. Feel free to do it.
Okay.
And you can be sponsored to backports, and even non-developers can get access at some point. So
okay.
You don't need full Debian new maintainer process.
Yes.
I believe there's a policy that if you want to enter a package in backport, it should be a Debian also.
Yes.
Well, that's the general rule, but
yeah.
For some packages there are exceptions.
Well, actually, it's nice if the people look at what the release team does, but it doesn't mean I have a... Well, for testing, we as a release team have a responsibility. It means if something is broken, we need to fix it, unfortunately. Well, if for backports.org, of course, they respect whatever happens in testing, but in the end, it's a decision of the backports.org team. They say they will fast track a package which they have done more than once. Yeah, they do it. That's their decision.
Well, a strange thing, no one asks about RML.
No, what about RML?
Boo!
So curious.
So, as probably many know, RML, the new ABI version of ARM, has been added to the archive. There is already testing migration happening for RML. At the moment, we don't want to say that that it will be included in Lenny, because there might still be issues. Well, there are still some issues, but we are hopeful to have RML in Lenny.
What?
So it will be next to the, well, probably will be next to the current ARM port. We don't intend to support ARM next to RML in Lenny plus one. Just to be clear, RML is supposed to be the future, and ARM is kind of dead. Yes?
How do you set up the schedule for the release? How do you see the essential to change must be freed about 1 month after the soft freeze? What what are the rules then that we will follow and have time to say, okay, no, we will freeze the toolchain?
Well, one important...
release critical bugs in the toolchain or...
basically, experience from the past. Then we wrote that schedule, we looked at, well, what did we plan for Edge, what did we do for Edge, which is not exactly the same. But anyways, so we said, okay, what should we learn from that for...
Yeah, what do you have to do in between...
Well, for example, if we have the basic tool toolchain freeze, that means that the compiler version now is stable, and we really can fix on weeding out the remaining compiler bugs, which means a few hundred SE bugs need to go. So it's not only about what we can do, but what all different developers can do. Because we don't have only the freeze state, but say, well, at this stage we want to freeze it, and we should have less than this number of SE bugs.
Yeah.
Because at the end, if we release, we need to have zero SE bugs, or at least assume so. And that's what happens in between. And we have, for example, with the release of Sarge, we said, well, we will want to freeze all of our packages on this date. And 2 days prior to that, somebody uploaded a build daemon helper named CDBS, which just broke 150 packages. We're not going to repeat that. So that's how we get to it. And of course, we will learn something from Lenny. So Lenny plus 1 will have a different schedule, Lenny plus 2 an even different schedule, and so on.
So basically, you're beating by fixing the bug in the toolchain, and then you...
Yeah, well, you need, yes, and of course, if you change, for example, the GNU compiler, you can easily add 200 SE bugs. That's not difficult. So you might want to prevent that happening too late in the schedule.
Basically, we have decided on the schedule already, and we will follow the schedule until, well, the final free state is probably the only date which will move. All others are more or less fixed. I mean, it's early June or early March or something like that, which means we can decide in about a week we are happy with the current state. And even if there still are C bugs, we can and will freeze the packages and manually approve the fix for those C bugs. Because the main point of the toolchain freeze is to give people a basis to work on.
Yeah.
So we will guarantee it's perhaps not the exit package, which was in the archive at that point, but it will be a package like that with only some fixes applied.
Similar enough.
And so we don't have rules like we decide now it's a good time, it's just a schedule. So there's a fitting date and we do it.
So, someone else? No other questions? You again? Okay.
I heard recently about the response of
Punk. I didn't heard about it.
There won't be support for GNUHART in Lenny, simply because it's not ready yet.
Well, it depends on the porters. Let me quote a good example. A good example is really the RMEL port. The porters make sure all the pack, or at least very most of the packages built reasonably well, they work together, they just work, and then they said, can we go to unstable? Then they were added to unstable by the FTP masters, and well, they were added to unstable, and 1 week later they had, I think, 11,000 RMEL packages unstable compared to 30,000 of ARM packages, which I would say, yeah, they built most of the Archive files already in that time. And so now we are allowing the packages to flow to testing and review it further. But for Herd is nowhere near ready to be used.
And probably for schedule, we will probably not even include Lenny plus one because currently not enough people are interested in doing it. And the addition of a new architecture, a completely new operating system, is much more complicated than just adding a new ABI like RMEL.
Especially as we have the advantage that we only take RMEL if we can drop ARM afterwards. So we are dealing with architectures. Yeah, well, it's not so bad because it makes it easier for us in our mirror size and so on because we can say, well, the mirror size doesn't grow in long term because we're dropping the ARM packages.
and probably next operating system edit will be K3ABC, which has seen more work than Hurd in the last few years and has been more ported. K3BSD, which is basically a FreeBSD kernel and GNU user end.
But if somebody wants to change it, just start as a porter for Hurd. That's how it. if the porters do the job very well, it's not that we don't want it. It's just the current trend in porting looks like that.
So,
if you have
the
question?
Yeah, next name
moved. We don't have any. Not decided. Any other? Yes, Steve.
Okay. Which weekend do I need to book ahead? Best guess, which weekend?
First weekend is not next month, but after, whatever it's called. April.
For Edge and a half.
April 1st, yeah.
No, it's a bit early to to say. So no other questions or remarks? So I guess the security people will be happy. So I guess that's it. If you have any... If you have